Now, I want to talk about the First Amendment implications regarding this situation in regards to the protesters. And I want to talk about the First Amendment implications regarding shutting down the communication systems within the Transit Authority. Now, just to be honest, I'm in favor of it. If they're stopping protesters from going wild and shutting down people's ability to move in and out of San Francisco so they can get to work, I'm all for it. I think that's a wonderful thing because they're just inciting violence and they shouldn't be protesting some drunk homeless guy anyway. Now, to debate against me, this is a First Amendment guy. He's actually a smart guy and I respect him. His name is Mitch Langberg. And as my voice cracks, it's like I'm hitting puberty on air. Mitch Langberg. And he's a shareholder or partner at Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm. This is a great law firm. And Mitch, I appreciate you joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you doing?
Did I explain that okay, the issue of what we're facing?
Yeah, you explained it fine. I'm just shocked that you're departing from your conservative ways to take such an extreme position opposite of what I would think.
Interesting. First, I like the fact that you threw the first jab, if you will. This is good. This reminds me of Tyson Spinks in 89, the fight that lasted 90 seconds. So you come at me and you say, oh, I'm against my conservative opinion, but I think it's okay to shut down because these people are inciting violence, and I'm against San Francisco hippies anyway. Tell me why I'm wrong and my conservative viewpoints are not meshing with the First Amendment. Go ahead, please. Educate me.
Well, I mean, come on. This is the modern version of the Boston Tea Party where our forefathers, you know, got together. I mean, nothing could have been more important than tea to the colonists. And they got together and to protest what they thought the government did that was wrong, in that case taxation, in this case killing a guy. They got together and they got a bunch of people and they dumped all the tea in the harbor, and what could have been more riotous than that in those days? And it started the whole process by which we get here today.
Well, Mitch, I have to interrupt because first I give you credit for bringing up our founding fathers. It's always hard to argue against them. Kudos to you. It's an old lawyer trick. God bless you. Where I do disagree is the linkage in you equating our founding fathers throwing tea overboard because Britain was destroying our country with overbearing taxes and not giving us representation, with comparing that with a drunk homeless guy carrying a knife trying to stab a cop, and then the homeless guy gets shot to death and people are protesting that. Explain to me why I think your linkage is faulty and potentially insane.
Because protest is the underpinning of the First Amendment, of the free speech part of the First Amendment. Because our forefathers put the First Amendment, the free speech part of the First Amendment, into the Bill of Rights for the very reason that they had to secrete themselves and hide and write under pseudonyms and do everything possible to hide their identities from the government.
But Mitch, we're not saying these people can't protest. We're just saying shut down their cell phone service so they can't all organize and disrupt people moving in and out of San Francisco and destroy the economy. So please don't put words in my mouth and saying I'm against the right to protest. I'm just against them disrupting a service and potentially inciting violence. And so I'm saying shut down the communication systems. If they want to have a peaceful protest, God bless them.
Well, I certainly, we have police to stop people from being riotous. But what you can't do is you can't anticipate when there's no grounds to believe it to be true. You can't anticipate that people are going to be riotous just because they're trying to get a lot of people to support their protest. And that's the problem here. You know, the First Amendment's been developed over 230-something years. The Supreme Court has dealt with this issue, and there's standards in place. And you really can't inhibit people's speech in this kind of context unless there's an imminent risk of unlawful behavior that really puts at risk people's safety. And there's no evidence of that here. And even when there is, what the government has to try to do is they have to try to limit it in the least restrictive way possible, not by trying to limit the amount of speech or the number of people that are speaking, but, you know, to limit where they can stand. Can they get in the way of people trying to get on board the BART trains? That's fine. But what they did here is they basically tried to stop the protest by stopping people from being able to communicate about it. You can't like that.
Mitch, I have to just level with you. That was a fantastic argument. It's probably one of the best ones I've ever heard. I almost feel like I think you may have beat me in this debate. If I had a door prize, that was top notch, because I see what you're getting at. You're saying if these protesters there's no imminent threat and violence, that they should have a right to use technology to organize. So I want to take it a step further, because that was incredible analysis and you did beat me on that. But then why is the San Francisco Police Department saying